This is Real Estate News with Kathy Fedke.
In this real estate news brief for the week ending March 23rd of 2024, why the latest Fed meeting provided some assurance about potential rate cuts in the months ahead, what you would pay for a home if home price growth hadn't outpaced inflation, and how Airbnb is dealing with the use of monitoring devices like indoor cameras. I'm Kathy Fedke, and this is Real Estate News for Investors. We begin with economic news from this past week. The Fed held rates steady at the March meeting this past week and suggested that we're likely to see 3/4% rate cuts this year. The current short-term interest rate is between 5.25% and 5.5%. If rates are cut by a total of 0.75%, the short-term rate would be reduced to a range of 4.5% to 4.75% by the end of the year. Fed Chief Jerome Powell spoke after the meeting, saying that rates are moving down gradually and that Fed officials are not going to overreact to a few months of slightly hotter inflation reports. And he said what everyone wants to hear, that rate cuts are likely if the data cooperates. He added, "We believe that our policy rate is likely at its peak for this type of a cycle, and that if the economy evolves broadly as expected, it will likely be appropriate to begin dialing back policy restraint at some point this year." Powell didn't suggest a date for the first rate cut, although Wall Street economists are forecasting that it will happen in June. Powell has also said that the Federal Open Market Committee is prepared to keep the target range where it is for longer if necessary. There's still no sign of a surge in layoffs. Weekly jobless claims were down slightly to 210,000. As reported by MarketWatch, they've been moving within a range of 194,000 to 225,000 since the beginning of the year. The number of continuing jobless claims has crept higher. They were up 4,000 to a total of 1.8 million. February was a big month for existing home sales. According to the National Association of Realtors, they surged 9.5% to an annualized rate of 4.38 million. That's the biggest jump in sales since February of last year, and quite a bit higher than Wall Street forecasts. One in five of the homes sold last month went for more than asking price. Housing starts bounced back in February after a big drop at the beginning of the year. The Commerce Department says they were up almost 11% to an annual pace of 1.5 million homes. In January, they were down about 12%, possibly due to the winter weather. Single-family starts were up 11%, while multifamily starts rose 8%. Single-family permits were up about 1%, with multifamily rising 2.4%. Builder confidence levels are following suit. The National Association of Home Builders reports that they hit their highest level since July of last year. Mortgage rates rose a bit for the week. Freddie Mac says the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage was up 13 basis points to an average of 6.87%. The 15-year was up 5 points to 6.21%. And in other news-making headlines, a new analysis shows how high home prices have increased compared to overall inflation. The results from real estate data firm Clever show that if home prices had grown at the same rate of inflation since 1963, the typical home would only cost just $177,000. That's less than half of today's median price of $412,000. Another comparison shows that while inflation is 10 times more than it was in 1963, it now costs 24 times more to buy a home. Clever's data writer Matt Brannon says that today, it's harder for adults to buy homes than it was for their parents' generation. Brannon says that supply and demand have contributed to this imbalance because it takes longer to build homes when demand goes up, while scaling up for other products is relatively easy. A 2022 survey of construction conducted by the Census Bureau shows that it takes an average of 9.6 months to build a single-family home. Zoning restrictions and high prices for land are also pushing construction costs higher. Hosts have new guidelines for the use of monitoring devices that include a ban on indoor cameras. The short-term rental company announced strict new rules for the monitoring of homes that are occupied by guests. Hosts have been allowed to have indoor cameras so long as there was a prominent disclosure on the property's listing page. However, they have never been allowed in sleeping areas or bathrooms, only in places like hallways and living rooms. Hosts must also disclose the use of outdoor cameras, doorbell cameras, and noise level monitors. The new rules take effect on April 30th. Well, that's it for today, and this is also your last chance to get involved in our current syndication where we're building homes in Klamath Falls, Oregon. We have an option on the land, and these lots are already entitled and shovel-ready. We just have to build the homes, and we pay for the land at closing. So we've eliminated the developer risk. If you want to get involved in this, again, it is your last chance, and you can check that out at growdevelopments.com. That's growdevelopments.com. That is Real Wealth Syndication Company. I'm Kathy Fedke. Thanks for joining me here on Real Estate News for Investors.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to newsforinvestors.com.